What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Boss Man Show, friend of the show, my man Talvin Hester, La Tech Bulldogs, 18-10 on the year. You see him on the screen. Well, Talvin, good to talk to you, my good brother.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, getting ready for this last stretch. If I know it's for you, March Madness coming up for me. The daughters of the NBA season, man. So it's that time of year again, brother.
I hear that. I understand that.
Now, for you, Talvin, man, let me ask you, man, this year, 18-10 on the year, man. Had three games to go, man. So let's talk about how you really happy with your team right now, with the record you have, and still have a lot to play for the Conference USA and going to the tournament in Huntsville.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, you are what you earn. You know, this is what we earn. 18-10 is what we earn. I'm a little disappointed the way we've kind of played in the last five or six games. I feel like it's really dictated our chances to win an outright championship in this league. And so the league is really good, though. It's moved to top 10 in the country and moved ahead of some really other really good leagues. And, you know, I can't complain about that, but we battled. We lost our last game at the buzzer, and I was disappointed in that. But like I said, we get three more games and trying to improve our seed and get where we can get and then see if we can go ahead and win this tournament and go dancing.
No doubt, man. You got eight teams with winning records with 15 or more wins, like you kind of mentioned right there, man. So there's no easy out, no night in this league right now, man. Like, anybody can be anybody. So you got to really pay attention to detail to your scouts, all the things you talk about, team important keys, all the small things that the coaches talk about and the players don't like sometimes. Really matter when teams are this close up and down the league.
No doubt. I mean, you know, it's so crazy. I think it's just, you know, it's so hard to win on the road in this league. The teams are so physical. The teams are so well coached that, like I say, you have to be prepared every night. And so we just try to go out and we try to control our controllables, which is our attitude and effort. The only thing you can have control of, you can't control if the ball goes in. We're going to continue to grow on the defensive end of the court. And I think we have good players. So I think, and it comes down to it in a three, four-day tournament. We just want to put ourselves in the best position that we can go out there and compete. And I think we can win any game, any day. and take it as it is.
No doubt. You know, with this week off here, you pretty much have a week in between games, man. So how do you kind of use this week of rest and refocus and resetting your team to get ready for that last three important stretch to set you up for that great run you want to go on in Huntsville?
Well, a lot of ways. I think one of the ways is a little bit of rest, you know, but we got to stay sharp too. And so, you know, rest in the sports world doesn't mean, you know, lay down and don't do anything, but I'll give the guys a day off or so, a couple of days off. But then we'll start slowly working into a scout, because even though we don't have a game Thursday, we want to work ourselves into a place where we can kind of use that information and that the time to prepare for our opponent and be a little more well-rounded when we get to our opponent. Usually when we play our travel partner, it's a rock fight, and nobody can throw the ball in the ocean because the defense is so good. We prepared so much on the things they do. And so it's very hard. And so we're just working on that now and working on a situation where we can be prepared when we get to Huntsville on Saturday.
And tell me, man, this time of year, man, how much you balance keeping the guys sharp by going doing some live stuff versus doing just more 5-on-0 stuff, more individual work and shooting, so you don't get nobody hurt knowing that you have a very important thing coming up on the back end?
Yeah, I work for some tough dudes, man. And I don't know what 5-on-0 preparation is. we're still going hard in the gym because I believe you earn victory. And at the end of the day, when we get down to Huntsville, Sam Houston ain't going to take it easy on us. They ain't going to be 5-on-0 when we walk in that gym. We get to the next week, and we got New Mexico State and UTEP. It ain't going to be 5-on-0. So we got to prepare for tough games, and I want to make practice tougher than the games so we're prepared when the game time comes.
I hear that, brother. I had to ask you, man. This is a fun and be the league I'm in. You see what I just told you. You know what I mean? It's all good, man. And you
I do.
Speaking of competing, man, and being toughness, that non-conference skills you played before Conference USA, man, sitting on different styles of play, those tough opponents that you played across the country, man. Mm-hmm. Talk about getting your guys prepared for different styles that they don't see, different action they don't see, so they can't come tell you as a staff, we don't know how to guard this action. We ain't seen this before because you prepared them, and then in the non-league play with those opponents that you had them go up against.
Well, you know, a lot of coaches, and I've done that this year, my staff has done a really good job of identifying actions that are hard to guard. And we started in the summer just kind of preparing on those actions. And then scout to scout, game to game, you kind of put a scout report together. And here's where a lot of coaches get it messed up, is a lot of coaches just go guard their plays. But we kind of want to guard them in the way that we want to guard and stay true to who we are, too. We want to dictate teams' behavior. We want to put them in situations where they can't run their plays against what we do. And so when we do that, we've had a lot of success. And so sometimes it's about guarding action. Sometimes it's about stopping the action from even being ran, because the way we guard is unique.
No doubt. Yeah, I hear about a lot of blowing up the ashes, man. Like you say, man, like you want to blow the things up before they even get going, man. So you can dictate to them, like you said, Tavin, man, like, defense is everything. It travels. Rebounding mm-hmm. travels. Intangibles travel. And you're yep. doing a heck of a job on rebounding the ball, because you and I both know you can defend for 28 seconds. If you don't get that rebound, it's not possession ain't over. So talk yeah. about the fact that your team's really defending like crazy, the point of attack of defense, and also the active hands I've been watching when I watch you guys on film.
You know what? Rebound is something we struggled in. We started off the year with a really big athletic team. We lost one of our bigger players, a 6'8" forward that came in, and William Jeffress, who was got off to a booming start. And so once we lost him, we had to recalibrate. We had to start playing 4-guard lineups and things of that nature. And we didn't rebound the ball well, but we put an emphasis on it in practice. We'd have put an emphasis on it every day, day to day. And we've gotten better at that. So there's some other things. We want to keep rebounding the ball, but there's some other areas that we want to attack now. Because as we know, like I said, if you don't rebound and we don't turn the ball over, you give yourself a chance.
No doubt, man. I know you want to get below 12. I know that's the average you have over the year. I know you want to get below that. And talk about that piece we have in the guard out there who protect that ball, because you know that I know this time of year, guard play, protecting the ball, it's everything in these tight games, and making sure they're mentally prepared and focused for that as we go down the stretch here.
Yeah, I think it's crucial. I mean, we went on a road trip last week and we had seven turnovers at Middle Tennessee, who's one of the better teams in our league. And we end up, you know, really playing really well that game and was able to win it on the road. And then we turn over the next night. We have 14. And we lose by one. I mean, the turnover battle is something that you got to win every night. And really, we're competing against ourselves in that. Everybody think the turnover battle is you versus them. But we're competing with ourselves to turn it over less than 15% of our possessions. And if we can do that, we know that we've given ourselves enough chance to win games. We can defensive rebound at about 75%, which is three out of every four of their shots, because you're going to have some bad misses. And if you can turn it over less than 15% chance, you're going to give yourself a chance to win. And we just want to continue to do that and work on that kind of self-improve in that area.
And man, Talvin, you're shooting free throws very well, 75% as a team. And you know, as we talked about again, during clutch time, making your foul shots, putting leads, sending leads, putting them away, man, is very important. So talk about getting your guys to focus at the line and what you've done as a staff to make sure they're locked in at the line and shoot the ball well and keep their same routine every time so you can make those crucial shots late in games.
Your free throw percentage is usually of that who's shooting them.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're just getting the right people to the line. And we got free throw shooters that are really good on this team, and maybe a few more than normal years. But we got some that struggle. But, you know, the guys that can make free throws are going to the line. We work on it like we work on it every year. I believe free throws is something that 99% of coaches work on. The problem is, you know, the teams that are bad, you know, everybody says, oh, he never working on his free throws. And that's not really true. And we work on them. We try to make every free throw a pressure free throw in our program. And starting when the kids get here, we don't shoot a bunch of them in practice as far as live action. So if we do get them, it's always 1-1. You got to earn the second one. And so things like that, we feel like it have helped us. And we just want to kind of continue to do it. I don't want to talk about too much and jinx us, but we have been a good free throw shooting team, and it gives us a chance to win.
No doubt, man. We definitely want you to win, brother. And you guys three of the dynamic guys, man. And Daniel, first, we'll talk about Daniel Bacho, man. He's scoring the ball by using the three-pointer, scoring the ball out for you, man. Talk about his game and what fans can look for in his game down the stretch here, and how happy having him in your program, getting on CSU Player of the Week as well here, as he's done this year as well.
Yeah, Daniel's an unbelievable defensive player. Has unbelievable feet at 6'11". Block shots, leads the league in block shots. He almost leads the nation. I think he's first or second in field goal percentage. He does really good hands, has really good touch around the rim, runs like a gazelle and a deer, can really block shots. He's just a luxury to have around the rim. And like I say, I know people look at his points that he scores, but a lot of time he scores because his hands are just so good. But what he's really great at is making it hard for other teams to get around the paint area and score the basketball, and helping us defensively start transition. And he's a dynamic free throw shooter for a big guy. So everybody thinks it's just him out there getting buckets back to the basket. But what he's doing, he's finishing on opportunities. When he gets fouled, he's capitalizing on them by going to the free throw line and making free throws.
Nah, he's definitely that modern day kind of. He reminds me of a Clint Capella tape, which I see every day. You know, he kind of reminds me of him to a degree. So I see a lot of that in his game. When I watch his games, remind me of Clint. You know what I'm saying? Clint ain't getting the ball in the post. It's just rim rolls, getting follow throughs, and you know, quick stuff like that. So I love seeing his game, man. Also, you got Sean and Amari, man, off in the perimeter, man, are been doing dynamic things. And talk about the conflict they cause for defenses having to try to game plan for them young men. And then if they miss a shot, you got Daniel down here to click up the mess for them.
Right. You know, they're two, it's so crazy. They're very good players, and I love our backcourt in this league. Sean is the ultimate point guard. He sees everything on the floor, good leadership qualities, able to score when you need him to score. I know people look at his percentages sometimes, he struggles, but a lot of times he's having to get his off the dribble, and other people get shots off the catch when you play with him. Because he's a great distributor, and so his numbers might be a little down in the area, but it's not because he's not capable. And then you got Amari Abrams, who has a absolute rifle from the 3-point line. I mean, he is one of the best shooters I've coached, and he's a lockdown defender. And so you add those two together, and you put them with Daniel, and that's why I say, you know, we just got to be playing our best ball by March, and we feel like we like our chances versus anybody.
No doubt. And Seth, I'm asking you about Sean's about Sean's vision, man. Like, seeing Mike when folks blitz him or put two on the ball, he does a great job making the right first pass. And then get them in rotation. And talk about his vision, man. How he's learning how to read the defense and get that okay, got you. He waited just to do automatically what to do pretty much.
Right. Well, we worked on that too. I mean, that's the maturation of him and growing. And that's really the only way you can stop him at this point is to try to put two on the ball. And, you know, what we have to do a better job is once the ball comes out of his hands and we got numbers, being able to attack and move the ball forward against numbers while we got two behind the ball. And so that's growth. And that's my assistant coaches working with him. That's us watching a lot of film. That's him watching film. That's just a testament to how much he wants to improve as a player. Because once he sees the floor and once he doesn't have two bodies, he's elite.
No doubt, man. And for you, man, how cool has it been, man, just for you as a head coach, man, seeing the defense coming out to support you and the team, man, and getting behind you and the guys, man, and really showing y'all that support, man, because I watch what I see, man, the fans really behind you, brother. They really supporting you and your team, man. And I was just good at that, and knowing that your community rough and it was truly behind you.
Yeah, you know, I think that's not just a this year thing. I got to give some props to last year's team. We finished 22-10 last year and built up a lot of love from these fans and a lot of support from these fans. I think we just try to build a good culture and put a good product on the floor. And I tell the guys, it's bigger than us as individuals. Our job is to be great for our university. And so last year we had a group that was really special. It carried over to this year. You know, everybody's, you know, nowadays is what have you done for me lately? But this group started off 11-2, kind of built up some hype around them. And it's just, we've been able to maintain. And I thank the fans and I thank the city, the community, North Louisiana, Ruston, and all surrounding cities for their support. But it's not for me, it's for the guys, and everything we do is for our student athletes. So they love it. They, you know, we need it, and we look forward to future games going forward.
No about what's happening, man. I hope that you have a great run the rest of the year, man. Hope we're talking again in a few weeks. You're going to do that big dance, brother.
No doubt. That's what we're talking about every day.
No doubt. As folks, Tevin Hess on the Boss Man Show is one of my good friends in the business. Check those guys out, support them.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.